Welcome to Diabetes Focus, saving lives through diabetes information, education, and support.
Restoring Beta Cells by Dr. Angela Murphy. This episode is brought to you by Replace Diabetic in the interest of education, awareness, and support. For those keeping an eye on blood sugar levels, Replace Diabetic is your tasty, low GI meal replacement, endorsed by Diabetes South Africa and the GI Foundation. Visit replace.co.za for more information. Dr. Angela Murphy gives an overview of restoring beta cells by looking at the past, present, and future. The past. In 1869, German pathologist Paul Langerhans described islands of clear cells in the pancreas that were different to the rest of the pancreatic tissue. The eponymous islets of Langerhans were later discovered to contain thousands of endocrine cells with five main groups, each producing a specific hormone. Alpha cell secretes glucagon, which raises blood glucose. Beta cell secretes insulin, which decreases blood glucose. Delta cell secretes somatostatin, which inhibits the release of both insulin and glucagon. Epsilon cell secretes ghrelin, which stimulates appetite. Pancreatic polypeptide cell secretes pancreatic polypeptide, which increases satiety. Beta cells. The beta cells form a core in the islet and make up around 60% of all these hormone-producing cells. Normal beta cell function produces insulin in a pulsatile form to maintain blood glucose levels in the physiological range. If beta cells do not work for any reason, diabetes will develop. There are several reasons for beta cell failure. Number 1. Type 1 diabetes. The immune system mistakenly targets the beta cells as foreign and attacks them. Insulin production is compromised immediately, and hence, people diagnosed with type 1 diabetes need to inject insulin from diagnoses. Number 2. Type 2 diabetes. Here the cause of beta cell failure is more insidious. Insulin resistance results in higher blood glucose levels, which are toxic to the beta cell. The presence of excess fat tissue and fats in the blood, as well as inflammation and oxidative stress, also causes beta cells to produce less insulin. The present. Treating diabetes and lowering blood glucose levels immediately improves beta cell function. Specific medications have been shown to improve beta cell function. Insulin. Injecting insulin and normalizing blood glucose allows the beta cells a period of recovery. Indeed, decreasing the blood glucose protects the beta cell from direct damage by high glucose levels. Glucotoxicity. The beta cells also benefits from insulin being able to stop the breakdown of fats and to act as an anti-inflammatory. GLP-1 receptor agonists. Agents such as liraglutide, dulaglutide, semaglutide, and the GLP-1 GIP agonist, tirzepatide, increase the production of insulin in the beta cell. In addition, they increase the formation and proliferation of new beta cells and prolong their survival. SGLT inhibitors. These medications, which lower glucose by their actions in the kidney, are associated with improvement in beta cell function. They decrease oxidative stress on the beta cell, improve insulin resistance, and increase the beta cell lifespan. Gliclazide MR. This has also been found to reduce oxidative stress. Metformin lowers glucose toxicity and oxidative stress. DPP-4 inhibitors reduce inflammation in the pancreatic islet cells. Specific therapies. There are more specific therapies that have been available for some people living with type 1 diabetes. Transplantation. Pancreas kidney transplant in severe type 1 diabetes with end-stage kidney disease usually implies dialysis. pancreatic islet transplant can be done by isolating islet cells from donor pancreases. However, it takes 3 donor pancreases to provide enough islet cells for one person. This is usually only considered for people living with type 1 diabetes, experiencing dangerous hypoglycemia and extreme blood glucose variations. The number of transplants has declined in the last few years, both nationally and internationally. Various factors have contributed to this: high cost, limited organ donations, complications post-surgery, and the need to take lifelong immunosuppression. Immunotherapies. These drugs aim to dampen down the immune response that is destroying the beta cells. Teplizumab is a monoclonal antibody which slows down the immune destruction of beta cells. It's registered in the United States as treatment for the pre-diabetes of type 1 diabetes. People who are at risk of developing type 1 diabetes can be given this as soon as glucose levels start to rise. Teplizumab delays the onset of type 1 diabetes. Abatacept and rituximab show promise in clinical trials. Bariatric surgery. Metabolic bariatric surgery effectively restores beta cell function by lowering insulin resistance, increasing the production of endogenous insulin, and increasing beta cell mass. The future. A great deal of research is being directed to finding the ultimate prize, a cure for diabetes. There have been potential advancements in transplantation. Animal beta cells are being investigated, particularly from pigs, along with the use of new beta cells derived from stem cells. Xenotransplantation will ease the burden of needing so many donors. Cell regeneration. This can be done using multiple purposes cells. Stem cells, embryonic pancreatic stem cells. Beta cells in the body can be stimulated to duplicate or replicate other cell types such as liver cells, gut cells, and islet alpha cells. Gene technology, modifying cells so that beta cell function is increased. Natural compounds. There is ongoing research looking at certain plants which may promote beta cell regeneration. Magnesium supplementation may improve insulin secretion from the beta cells. Encapsulation devices are being developed which could protect the beta cell from immune attack. Combining different therapeutic interventions may work better. Precision medicine will allow us to create a specific treatment regimen. The future looks promising for even more innovation that will improve beta cell function and ease the burden of living with diabetes.